airlines are pleading for worldwide use of rapid coronavirus testing to get people flying again. The head of the International Air Transport Association said yesterday these rapid antigen tests are expected to become available in the coming weeks. And airlines say rapid tests administered by non-medical staff at airports could replace travel bans and quarantines in the absence of a vaccine. But who will pay for all those people administering those tests? That's just one question. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Robin.
So these airlines are hoping that this will reopen these international routes that may close again because cases in Europe are rising again. But the industry hasn't been able to get all these different governments together for a unified approach. What are the chances they could do it this time?
They haven't been able to get them together on much of anything, have they? There's a unit of the United Nations which would oversee this. It's just not set up for speed. There have been global aviation agreements over the years, but in terms of the timetable that airlines would like to see, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah. Well, and some airports in Hong Kong and Vienna have tried to implement arrivals testing, but there were so many problems. How is rapid testing expected to work in practice? What would happen?
Well, one key is what you said there, arrivals testing in Vienna and Hong Kong. So part of the problem was that it wasn't stopping anybody from getting on an airplane who might have been sick. The idea was to prevent people from entering those countries, long lines, and the fears of quarantine. So airlines felt like, if anything, that just scared people away from traveling. You know, what happens when I get there if I have to go into quarantine and all this? So the big difference would be on departure, but it would also be, they say, IATA says, fast, accurate, and affordable. That's what they're asking for here.
Well, but you'd have to hire the tens of thousands of employees to implement them. And, you know, they may be cheaper, but are they effective? I mean, just give a sense of the thinking of whether they'll work.
Yeah, well, they say 97% reliability. So obviously that would be far better than the current situation, which is that most people now are getting on airplanes without any kind of test at all. But right now we're talking about a test that isn't even really out there yet, maybe next month. And then obviously you would have to implement that to roll something out globally, like what they're calling for, a huge, as you mentioned before, logistical challenge in addition to the technical challenge. And you basically need another step in the security process, right? Just like you might show your passport and obviously clear metal detectors and all the rest of it, there would be that antigen test, get a swab, come back negative, hopefully within 15 minutes and board the flight. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, the industry's laying off people. Now they'd have to hire. Look, just take the few seconds we have left. You've mentioned things like quarantines. People are confused. I have a friend who just had to get a shot before he could fly to Massachusetts, and he had to have a piece of paper showing he had it. What's the cross-the-board thinking when you get a flight?
Well, airlines are betting here that people are not flying now more because they're afraid of the virus than because of the complexity. And that's why they're asking for it. Think about this. This is unusual. They're asking for a new complexity, right? For a new choke point. But they're betting that's going to restore confidence.
Well, if they promise that test. And check with your airline before you do anything, because to find out what the requirements are for you. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Boy, what a mess. Thank you, Seth.
You got it, Robin.